Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this special presentation of Weird News from Odyssey's Something Offbeat. With decades of combined animal control experience, Carla Lewis, Paul Atzenweiler, and Jerry Webb of the Leawood Police Department in Kansas have a lot of experiences that seem right out of Ace Ventura Pet Detective. They joined the Dana and Parks show out of Odyssey Station KMBZ in Kansas City to share some of these stories. Paul went first.
What is the craziest thing you've ever had to wrangle for the city or otherwise?
Well, I grew up on a farm, and a lot of my experience with large animal, of course, comes from that. But I got tackled by a chimpanzee once. There was a guy had a chimpanzee off state line, and I stopped to talk to the owner and found myself rolling down the hill with a chimpanzee on my back, and thought I was being murdered. But when I got up, the chimpanzee was at the top of the tree laughing at me. But it's actually the same chimpanzee that years and years later, if a lot of people have seen this, there was a chimpanzee loose in Kansas City, Missouri. It was when that chimpanzee was little, like maybe just a few years old.
That busted out of the zoo?
Yeah. Or I don't think it was busted out of the zoo, but it was running loose. It had gotten loose from the owner. And I think they had actually tried that chimpanzee at the zoo. It just didn't get along with their
animals.
With their chimpanzees. But anyway, it got loose and broke the window out of a cruiser.
Because they'll kill you. But this one was little at the time that it was.
He was little, and yeah, he was like a juvenile, so he was nice. He just made me scared. And then
probably easier than some of the juveniles you guys come across in law enforcement. Jerry, let's go to you. The weirdest thing that you've ever gotten called out to handle.
People will always ask, what's the craziest thing? And we dealt with everything from chipmunks to, at one time we had a wild exotic farm out off 135th Street, and he had buffalo. So the buffalo would get out and horses would get out and run. And that was shortly after I came over here from Prairie Village is where I started. And that was kind of, I'm the city kid. So that was the new, Paul's the farm guy. And so I was the city kid. So this was all new experiences for me. So a lot of it was on the job learning, that kind of thing. But I guarded llamas, tackled sheep. Yeah, so it's.
One time we were telling that guy, the farmer, he's like, these sheep need to be sheared. So if you don't know it, sheep will continue to grow their wool. And these had now been sheared, and we're like, get them sheared. So he said, I'll get the shearer, but I need some help wrangling them up. So we spent the morning busting these sheep, and we just got our butts kicked. But the guy would shear them and let them go, and we were so glad we did that.
I remember that farm. I know exactly what you're talking about. In fact, my daughter was bit scratched by a cat there many years ago. I don't think that the animals are there anymore. No.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Carla, if you have one piece of advice, because you guys get called all the time, Operation Wildlife gets called all the time, what is the one call that happens so often where, let's educate the public here, you really do not need to call us?
Yeah, I mean, so many times it's education. And honestly, we enjoy that part of our job. So we enjoy educating our residents and our city. So don't hesitate to call us if you have a question, would be actually my number one thing. Biggest thing is don't interfere with wildlife as much as possible, especially, like we said, the baby animals, the springtime, they're all over the place. And occasionally they do need help, but reach out and get that information. Operation Wildlife has a fantastic website where you can find that information. But for the most part, leave wildlife alone. They do pretty well by themselves without human interference. And, you know, we are happy to give that education. And coexisting with wildlife is the other thing I think all of us really
promote
in our city.
They were here first, right?
And if you have a problem with wildlife, more than likely there's a solution that doesn't include removing them from their home.
Have you been bitten, Carla?
I have not been bitten by a dog. I think the only thing I've actually been bitten by is a snake, probably. But
it's on her bucket list, though.
Yeah.
I saw one once and somebody said to me, and it tried to kill me. They said, well, what kind was it? And I go, do you honestly think I stuck around after that thing jumped out of the brush to look and see what shape its eyes were or its head was? Paul, what about you?
I've unfortunately been bitten several times. I've been bitten by a horse. If any horse people know, if you get bit by a horse, it's like being bitten by a large pair of pliers.
Oh, God.
I've been bitten by dogs. I got bit by a bobcat ages ago, a baby bobcat. The mom had been killed, unfortunately, but the traffic guys were keeping an eye out for the babies, and we found it. And when I was capturing it, it bit through my so-called gloves that you couldn't get stuck with a needle. But if you have a baby bobcat at the end of those teeth, it goes right through your finger. And that bobcat ended up being the bobcat at the Topeka Zoo for years.
Oh, got it. Tell me your best snake story, Carla, go.
Oh, man. I think my favorite snake story was a call about a snake in a ceiling. And it was an office building that was probably 98% women. And I walk in and they're like, it's here and it's in the ceiling. And you could hear it slithering over on the drop ceiling.
God.
And everywhere I went, women were screaming. One of them peed her pants. She was so terrified. And so I'm following this snake around, trying to figure out where it's at and like poking the ceiling, trying to get in. And they're like, you're not going to let it down here, am I? I'm like, well, I can't catch it unless it's down here. So I finally get it isolated to a spot and I pop the ceiling out and it shot down out of the ceiling.
Oh,
and we
my
were able
gosh.
To catch it. So that was that made
and
me
And the
laugh.
Reaction from the crowd?
Oh, I mean, they were.
Running away might seem like a good way to get away from a snake, but hopping on a truck is even faster if you can find one. And if you do, then you can head to the world's largest truck stop, the Iowa 80. It spans over 220 acres in Walcott, Iowa, and it's described as more of a small city than just a truck stop. Kelly and Bob Phillips of Own the Road with Kelly and Bob out of Odyssey Station KRLD in Dallas recently visited the truck stop for their tour across the country. Let's listen in on their experience.
So welcome to Iowa 80.
This is not a truck stop.
You're right. It's the world's largest truck stop.
Without trucks, we have nothing. There's no medicine in hospitals and clothes on shelves or groceries or anything else that you could possibly want. So if you don't have trucks on the road, you don't have anything. And if you don't have truck drivers in those trucks, we don't have anything.
That's Delia and Lee Meyer, part of the family that built Iowa 80, the world's largest truck stop.
It was Delia's mom and dad that first dreamed of and then created this place that has been described by some as Disneyland for truckers.
And it truly is just that and more. Like any good truck stop on any given day, there are as many non-truckers in this place as there are truckers.
Iowa 80 in eastern Iowa, and not far from the Mississippi River, has just about anything and everything a trucker, or anyone for that matter, could need or want.
And it all started because Delia's mom and dad, Bill and Carolyn Moon, wanted to own their own place.
My parents were living in Kansas City at that time, and my brother was born, and I was just born, and they sold their house and everything they could and borrowed money from their moms and came up here and started the truck stop. My parents were always reinvesting everything they had. They would buy a wrecker or a new bathrooms or something like that. And so we just kept that up. You know, my dad's been gone since 1992. But that philosophy of reinvesting and making the site great. And the fact of the matter is I have spent my entire life here, literally. So, you know, it's my home. And so when you look around at stuff compared to other places you stop, you'll see, yes, this place feels like home. It's nice. It's new. It's clean. And people are working hard to maintain it. And that's why. It's because this is not only a trucker's home away from home. It's not a traveler's home away from home, but it's my home. You know, I'm welcoming people into my home.
This is our super truck showroom. And we have chrome. We have lights. We have accessories, all sorts of steering wheel extensions. You know, anything you could need for your truck.
Take a tour of Iowa 80 and you'll soon understand why they call this the world's largest truck stop. and just what all that entails.
We've got our fuel islands are over here, along with our truck wash, our truck service center, and then some storage that houses antique trucks. And a water tower. We have our own water systems. Now we get into the third floor. We've got our 24 private showers.
There's the dentist.
Really?
Yes.
Somebody's over your shoulder getting a haircut. Does that happen here all the time?
Oh yeah, every day. We also have our chiropractor up here in the front office.
They even have a movie theater here. Everything a person who spends his or her life on the road feel right at home.
Thank you all so much for listening to this Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to The Dave Glover Show out of KMOX in St. Louis, WWJ News Radio in Detroit, The Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City, and On the Road with Kelly and Bob out of KRLD 1080 in Dallas. You can find all of these programs, including the Something Offbeat podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.